Good morning. A partly sunny, warm, and muggy start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone beginning the day in the 60s. As we get into the afternoon hours, we will have a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be warmer than it was over recent days, and temperatures will begin to climb into the middle to upper 80s for daytime highs. The combination of the warmth and humidity and a little bit of energy starting to enter the region from the south will trigger one or two scattered thunderstorms across the area as we get into the latter portion of the day. Not everyone will have thunderstorms today, but a few of us could see a heavier downpour from time to time. As we get into the night tonight, any of the activity that does flare up will die out after the loss of the heating of the day. However, temperatures will stay warm and it will remain humid with overnight lows back into the middle and upper 60s. Same type of day on Saturday. Disturbance will tend to drift our way from the south, and this will lead to a mix of sun and clouds during the day. The humidity will remain high and high temperatures will be in the middle and upper 80s. This will lead to more scattered showers and thunderstorms. That same disturbance will take quite some time to move through the region, and as a result, some scattered showers and thunderstorms will also be possible on Father's Day for Sunday. We'll emphasize that an overwhelming majority of the weekend will be dry, although we do run the risk at a couple of those thunderstorms, and high temperatures on Sunday will make it into the middle and upper 80s. More of the same for Monday and Tuesday as a front approaches and combines with that disturbance to move it along. Highs will be in the upper 80s to around 90, triggering a couple of those showers and thunderstorms. Finally, the front will pass through the region on Wednesday. We run the risk of those scattered showers and thunderstorms once again, with highs in the middle and upper 80s before the front tracks off the East Coast on Thursday, leading to lower humidity. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving upper low that's brought cool and wet weather across the mid-Atlantic into the central Appalachians will continue to gradually weaken. Showers and a few thunderstorms associated with this system will gradually become more widely scattered with time. In fact, some breaks in the overcast skies can be expected. However, the strong June sunshine will tend to trigger new rounds of scattered showers from late afternoon into the evening for some areas along the East Coast into the Ohio Valley through Saturday. As the upper low weakens, temperatures will gradually warm to the point where highs in the mid-80s will return by the weekend. In contrast, full sunshine will raise afternoon highs well into the 90s across northern New England, where record highs are possible for the next couple of days at a few locations. Farther south, upward motion aloft over Florida and an influx of tropical moisture will make for a stormy couple of days, especially over central and southern Florida. Rainfall totals in excess of 2 inches could occur within the strong thunderstorm. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 59 degrees with a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light rain and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 70 degrees, the dew point 65, 84% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.12 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 21 at Juniata, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly cloudy with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm near 80, Boston mostly sunny with highs near 80, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with the risk of a thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 88 degrees, the low 62, the average temperature 75, that's 7 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 56 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 1.77 inches below normal, and 12.85 inches for the year, which is 4.26 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low 58. the record high 94 set in 1995 and the record low 38 in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today, the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today, the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow and Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, very warm and humid, with the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, mid to upper 80s. A few more scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday and Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny and humid, upper 80s to around 90. On Wednesday, scattered showers and storms, humid, mid to upper 80s, and a mix of sun and clouds with lower humidity Thursday, highs in the mid 80s. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.